ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and tonight we have our lovely special guest again, Stephanie Stevens. Welcome.
Thank you,
Phyllis. And Stephanie is a wonderful, wonderful medium. She provides intuitive information, and as I've told you all before, I personally believe that she is a reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. She is most gifted and talented. She's a delightful human being. And before we get any further, I'm going to give you her new website, which is www.ommaster.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And at any rate, we almost got put on the air earlier, ladies and gentlemen, so I told her, I need to know what is so fabulous, exciting tonight, this news that's supposed to be given to us, because they were so eager to get us on the air. And my dear friend Atira would not have appreciated that. At any rate, I am so happy to have you on board again.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me, have you received any kind of intimation of any kind of news that's going to happen? I know there's a lot going on as far as trying to, in the world around us. Have you received anything like that, or what shall we chit-chat about this evening?
Well, you know, Phyllis, I don't want to, I mean, people are going to think this is some really strange,
no,
some people,
right.
But you know, you had mentioned something, this is in your own, you know, court.
Oh.
You had mentioned that a female voice spoke to you again out of the computer.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you that I know it's an angel. That has happened before.
Yes.
So you don't think that that's strange. That happened to me about a number of years ago. And
really?
Yeah, it did. They, you know, they're electronic. Certainly they can, you know, they can talk and broadcast to you.
Yes, I know, but, you know, I should tell the people that what happens is I'm sitting at my computer typing, and all of a sudden, now, a male voice has come on once or twice, but it's usually a female voice, and it just says, stand by. And I was so startled the first time I turned around and looked at the TV. My TV came on, and we were going to get one of these messages that they send out every month of an early warning system, right?
Right.
Well, wasn't that at all. So it is an angel speaking to me.
It is an angel. I'm sure it's one of your guides, if you heard the male voice.
I responded this time and said, why?
Mm-hmm.
But I got no answer.
Well, yeah, and then, Phyllis, you know, yeah, that you're just basically, that's sort of like, you know, they say stand by, and that's how they are saying, okay, look, you know, we are going to give you the information when we give you the information. And
okay.
So my feeling, or what I'm receiving here, is that in 3 days' time, I believe that they are going to give you that information.
Okay.
I can tell you that right now, from what Spirit is showing me, that
right,
the management of BBS Radio, not
yes,
to name any names or anything, but I'm thinking that Spirit is wanting us to pray and lift them up, because they, as you know, they always go through changes and the good news of being sponsored and all that things,
yes,
have come to pass. But I also believe that there's a influx here that we need to lift up the health.
Oh,
the health.
Okay.
Because it's coming into being, something that needs to be addressed in that person's body.
Okay.
Do you understand this? I know you don't.
Yes, I am.
You do,
yes,
are. You do are?
I do. We're going to try English as a new language.
Phyllis, I almost called somebody with my computer mouse today, so you're... It doesn't look, it looks like a cell phone, but it's...
Have you tried putting your feet on the floor lately?
No.
So there's an issue with BBS Radio. Is that what I'm hearing?
That and the health of that person.
Person, okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to, let me go on. I'm going to put the
OM
on.
And okay.
For those people who don't know, generate the OM.
Okay.
It's the voice and sound of God. And then when it's on, as you know,
mm-hmm,
it then begins to manifest certain things here. What I'm looking at, they're talking about northern Iraq.
Okay.
Give me a second here. And they're talking about two key political figures being taken prisoner in northern Iraq.
Okay.
Let me see here. Again, it's not something that I'm really keeping up with the news or anything,
uh-huh.
So I'll just let Spirit bring in.
Let it flow and we
information.
Got it.
Somewhere along the line, they're going to bring in what looks, I think, in the next weeks, Turkey's involved with this.
Yes, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Turkey's involved. And it does seem as though there's political prisoners involved in Turkey as well, and it indicates that there is something going on with either two separate imprisonments of key political figures involving Turkey and also in northern Iraq. There's also somebody here... Well, this is getting very interesting because this is all building to a culmination. However, I will tell you from what I do determine, Jupiter is about to align here very powerfully.
Mm-hmm.
I am not an astrologer, but from what I'm looking at,
right.
It's just powerfully a Jupiter alignment about to cause these things. Now, I do know from what Dr. I want to laud Dr. Lewis Turi for his incredible accuracy with his astrology, his divine astrology, because he had talked about supernovas coming up in November, and of course that would, you know, affect us with accidents and things like he was talking about the tsunami and this kind of thing, but. I also can just, and at the same time, there's going to be a tremendous, something tremendously happening, I want to say spiritually, in Egypt.
A good thing or a...
A good thing. However, it is something that does involve bloodshed.
Oh, dear. It happens.
It's a small civil uprising.
Okay.
From what Spirit is saying, it's giving me the date of around November the 10th or around that time or so. Who is Azerbaijani?
Yeah. Go ahead. He is the prime minister or president of Iran.
I see. Okay.
And what about him? There's something to do with him, I know, because I've gotten, when I see him, something doesn't feel right with me. I don't know how to put it, but there's something so intense involving him and around him. Is
well, they're showing, it's interesting because they seem to be showing, I'll tell you something.
Yes.
They're showing me the offspring of him, which would be a son.
Yeah.
And how that son then rises to power.
Okay.
If that makes any sense to you.
He may have children. I would assume he does.
I can see this child very clearly.
Okay.
It also may represent how he births something into being.
Yeah.
He is a key, someone a key principle here of either leveling weapons or producing them.
Yes.
Or he is the mastermind behind. These things.
Yes, to build up nuclear weapons, yes.
Yeah. However, Phyllis.
Okay.
Okay, and one of our, looks like our Supreme Court judges, I don't know what second in power means, second
Chief
somebody.
Justice, and then there's the other justice.
One of them's going to pass, according to what I'm looking at here.
Okay.
The second Supreme Court judge. And it mentions here in 2000 or late 2007 that a new law is going to be written into our books, which means that it's going to go into the Constitution, new laws.
With regard to
seizure and secession. Give me a second here. Yeah, it's not clear, but it's something about holding weapons or bearing arms
has to do with the right to bear weapons.
Something like that.
Okay.
But I think it's secession of something. But let me check something here.
Well, secession is pretty well.
It's a. This is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm thinking that spirit is very, very powerful right now.
Right.
Spirit will not be suppressed. And because they are trying and wanting to change the Constitution, as you know.
Right.
Rewrite it.
Right.
It doesn't look to me like that's going to be something that succeeds.
I'm glad to hear that, because it shouldn't.
In the way that, you know, that they were trying to do that. I do want to bring up something about New York City.
Yes.
And the danger that there are some plans in effect right now, from what I'm looking at, that they plan to detonate what looks to me around the subways, type of thing.
Okay. Is there something that we can do about it?
Well, we can pray.
We can pray. Is there some way, if we can get more into that we could possibly send word?
I want to be careful what I say because I'm...
Yeah.
Let me just...
I don't mind filtering because I'm close enough to the seat of power here that I can just, you know...
They want to... it looks like there's three... There's three either... what do you call these things? They're like little nucleuses or little groups, what do they call those
cluster
things?
Cluster bombs?
No, they're called, they're groups of people, but they're called a nucleus or...
I know what you're called. I know what you're saying, and my mind just went blank, too.
What is it called?
They are cells.
Thank you. I can, it seems as if I am
picking
looking
up.
At the Twin Towers here, but at the same time...
Yeah.
This would be in Lower Manhattan, according to what Spirit is saying here.
Okay.
And so, I've never been there except spiritually, as you know.
Well, that's all right. I've been there.
Yeah. Okay. West Lower Manhattan.
Okay. And can you give me a date?
January 17th.
January 17th.
Mike Tillis, I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I can tell you that Spirit one time gave me a very clear vision of September 17th, 2004, and they were going to bomb the... Looked like the UN, and I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And
yeah.
It wasn't just me. It was the I Ching group who also talked about it. And I really believe that Spirit thwarted that. I want to bring up the fact that there is also a woman, a woman who is behind also taking, there's a woman, Irani or Iraqi.
Iranian
woman who is a mastermind here as well. And she is mass producing terrorist groups as well. So it's not just
Paris.
Pardon me.
What did you say, Paris?
No, I said mass producing terrorists.
Oh, terror. Okay, I thought
okay,
you said terror.
As well, and that's Iranian. No, I understand. And that this is a someone.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, from what Spirit is showing, that this person would. Either travel to Italy to I don't know what this means, receive orders there, and then travel back. But they're showing this woman. There seems to be an L around her name, like a, I can't pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're aware of this woman, but as I speak to you, I can see smoke behind her, which means a smoke screen. Are you aware of this?
Do I know her?
Are you aware of this?
No, I am not, but I'm visualizing it.
I believe that this woman will come out in the news pretty quickly here. From what I'm looking at here, I'm going to be so bold as to say, and I'm sure that people don't, think that this is that far-fetched, but, you know... Colin Powell, is it?
Colin Powell, yes. I know his wife.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's like an operation of the kidneys and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And,
he's going to need an operation, or she is?
No, I think it's him.
Okay.
It's connected, but, you know, when you get husband and wife, you can kind of
think,
okay,
well, maybe
it's husband or wife, you know.
And they're very close, by the way.
Yes, they are.
They're a beautiful couple.
It looks to me as though... I'm looking at his, but then again, we can be looking at hers, except it seems to be reverberating that it's his kidneys and going in there for the operation. And nothing, but it is something that needs to be addressed. That's
How soon do you see that?
2 months, Phyllis.
2 months, December.
2 months. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things that are going to be happening in November, so
okay.
I concur with Dr. Turi about that. We're just picking up the different vibrations that are going around here.
Okay.
I know there's an angel called I can't think of it. I just know a male.
Anil or something like that. Anil, yes. Something of that nature.
From what I'm looking at, that this would be someone that would, or some being that would be an archangel.
Yes.
We have, of course, Michael the archangel, but then we also have the Echelon.
Right, another group. Yes.
Zelalael, or I cannot
something like that. I know what you're saying, and I've seen it before, yes.
They are just absolutely gathering. I can tell you this. They are in the West right now. They are very much gathering in the West, which means... I think, and I want to bring up, oh boy.
Go ahead.
Well, see, as the bloodshed, and I'm talking in the West, and I don't know if Iran or Iraq is in the West, but.
No, that's the East. That's considered
East. But
East.
They're in the West. So,
be the United States.
Gives me the impression of the clouds of war gathering in the West. However, it also means that, to me, it means that they, the angels and the powers that be,
are gathering
are in the West.
Right.
And if that makes any sense to you, it does to me. Pardon me?
Yeah, it does. But in other words, the
they're gathering for war.
To help. To
yes,
protect.
Ma'am. Yes.
To protect the West, is
yes.
what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, the angel, well, there's the violence coming and the angels
you
are gathering to help the United States.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Okay.
I've got chills.
Okay.
All
on
over my
body.
I've got chills right here because it's so, it's so powerful.
Okay.
They are so powerful.
Do we
okay.
have a date? We have a time span on that one?
Before January.
Before January? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay, now let me tell you from what we're looking at here. You've asked a question. You've just asked a question here. And I do want to address the fact that I really believe that... what was I doing? I was just going to get it. Just going
That's all
to
right.
get
take
it.
A, take a deep breath. We've got time.
I really believe that there's such a powerful awakening, fellas, mm-hmm. going on in this world.
Yes.
That no matter what, that we are, you know, that's going on here, from what I... And I know from what you determined that there's an intervention of,
yes.
of tremendous magnitude. And even though people can't, you know, they say, well, I can't see into the spiritual realm. Well, let me tell you, we have indication of things going on when spiritual leaders begin to leave this earth. Like, I definitely think that Billy Graham's not that far off.
Right.
And he appeared to me last year and told
yes.
me that he was going to go soon.
Yes.
Prior to Corrine King,
Scott King, yes.
She appeared less than a year before she passed and told me. I don't know what she was telling me, but she looked concerned. Let's put it that
right.
way.
Right.
Those are indications when that kind of a thing. There's a thing in the Bible that talks about when the Holy Spirit, you know, is removed.
Right.
Right now, and we are in a time, I think that we are in a time of deception.
Yes.
There's a thing in the Bible that says, except there come a great falling away,
yes.
the son of perdition cannot be revealed.
Right.
That's in 2 Thessalonians, I believe.
Right.
Now, there are people, and I know you know this, Phyllis, there's people going around saying it's the second coming of Christ.
Yep.
There are publications coming out saying Jesus Christ did not exist.
Yeah, I know.
And I know you know this.
Yep.
And I don't even know why I'm... bringing this up, but you know what? I want to say something.
Go ahead.
And I know you'll agree with this.
Right.
If he did not exist,
yes.
I can tell you, and you know this, mm-hmm. that in the autobiography of a yogi with Paramahansa Yogananda,
right.
even he has had contact or was in rapport with Jesus Christ, watching him carry the cross when he was talking to a great stigmatist,
yes.
Therese Newman.
Right.
And I am going to believe Paramahansa Yogananda over some person who's out there writing.
First of all, yes, I know he did, because
craziness.
Number one, I have seen him in this lifetime. You know, I have listened to him teach.
And, yes.
And I was there.
And, Phyllis?
Yes.
There is no way to explain away stigmata.
Right.
Because if he did not exist, then the wounds of Christ would not
yes.
appear on people.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
whatever's going on with any kind of damaging thing will just... It'll come out to the light.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm looking at, it's 2011, and this is interesting
yes.
because we are in an acceleration process. We are not in 2007, and I know you know that as well. I believe that the calendar year is closer to 2012 than
mm-hmm.
2007 right now.
Okay.
And if we're looking at this right, then 2011 would be 3 years away.
Right.
I have no idea why I'm saying this. I'm just...
Just say it and let it go out.
Remember,
when we receive things like this, we can only speak our truth, and that's it.
Well, Yugoslavia will go to war before that time. The Eastern nations will rise and go to war. Germany will rise again. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, unfortunately, I do.
But I will tell you... that even though these things are going on around and going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
that even in tremendous uprisings, and
mm-hmm.
even as it's said that in the last days
mm-hmm.
there shall come wars and rumors of wars,
right,
earthquakes in many places, famine,
right.
pestilences, and this kind of thing.
Yes,
it doesn't. It's a purification, but it also is. Something that's, you know, necessary, unfortunately, to evolve us. But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel this. I feel like there's these things going on, and yet at the same time, they're found out, and then they're arrested, and then they're found out, and then they're arrested. And so I know I had an angel writing that told me that the next curtail would be, or next attack would be curtailed, and. A lot of things would be thwarted, and a lot of things would be averted. And
That's correct. Some things already have, but I agree. I think the power of goodness is coming forth from many, many souls praying around the world.
Okay? Oh yes, yes.
Many souls, and I think, as was written, for the sake of the elected, the days are shortened.
Yeah.
And so that yes, while there may be suffering, but there will be places that are peaceful.
Yeah.
And only those who have chosen to go through this
mm-hmm.
will be involved. It hurts in a way, but I understand it, but I just wish it wouldn't have to be. That's the way I feel. But I would think, you know, I would like it to be neutralized a lot if I could have that. You know.
I know. I think that in the next two years, BBS
yes.
radio is going to be the leading thing, because there's so many other radio stations that are coming out, and there's all these
yes.
hosts and
yes.
no criticizing against them, except
yes.
BBS radio is the true light.
Yes,
that's leading the way, and I say that with all sincerity.
Right.
I think it's next in line, like coast to coast, is what I think.
Well, I think Tootsie Bobo will be delighted to hear that.
Pardon me?
Tootsie Bobo.
Who's that?
Well, I can't remember somebody's name off the top of my head. I say a Tootsie Bobo.
Okay.
The owner of BBS Radio and his sidekick, Seth.
Okay.
The one who was harassing me earlier on the phone.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's okay. We love them dearly. So I'm glad to hear that things will be better for our wonderful owner at BBS Radio.
But Phyllis, you know, there's another thing going on here too.
As
that vibration goes out
yes.
into the universe, that
yes.
that tends. It's like then it's like the angelic realm picks it up
yes.
and then sends a. just everywhere. And one of the things that I want to say is that in 1997, I think I told you this, that mm-hmm. when I had an angel writing that kind of sounded like A Course in Miracles, and it talked
right.
about people or such means of as weather would be, the weather would be the standard more so than war.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be the effects of weather far more than war
right.
that would affect the planet. So
yes, and we're seeing that.
Yes, we are. We are.
And we are seeing that.
We are.
And it will continue, I think. And I'm sorry the United States is not on the front, you know, front of the seat on this one, but I think it will come, the new elections, because I think it's going to be made more and more obvious, even to the most diehard, blind person, I would like to say, and that's not meant as a
no
towards anyone with a visual issue, but there are those who just don't want to see. They're too greedy. They don't care. They're selfish, and I think things will change, whether some people want them to change or not. The force, just the very force, will carry it through. That's all.
I would agree with that. I think that it's really important that, again, the people wake up. Of course, we know that people need to wake up, but at the same time, I'm hearing mm-hmm. that wonderful things are coming as well, even if it looks like people are migrating,
Well, let's hear about some of the wonderful things.
Pardon? Yeah, really, let's have some of the...
Now that we've
well,
had
Well, I just, before I did, I was going to tell you that the next... let's face it, I just want to say that, unfortunately, a lot of times visions, 90% of them are usually not going to be the most pleasant. And I just wrote about that in part
really?
Of my book.
Really?
Well, for me, anyway.
Okay.
But at the same time, well, what I mean is when you're looking at something that's coming
mm-hmm.
or in the now of what we perceive is coming,
right.
a lot of times, of course, when all this stuff is going on, you're going to be picking up everybody's thoughts and
yes.
everything else, so...
Thank you. Is that a warning to get earplugs? Or the metal equivalent of earplugs?
No, my husband's walking around acting weird, so.
Oh, I know, just like this poor gentleman who I saw had his head wrapped in aluminum because he said those from outer space were beaming him. Sorry.
That's too funny.
Poor guy. You know, he was wired for sound before there was such a thing as being wired.
You never know what he could have picked up. But, but Phyllis, I also want to say something, and I think I know that even though, and I know that, because I had talked to some lady that gave her a reading, and she had been with Colonel Ed Dames.
Okay.
As a remote viewer.
Uh-huh.
And she told me that back in, it was in 1999, she said, be aware that many entities or many beings
yes.
have slipped through the third dimension or have come through the fourth or something like that. And so these people or these beings were going to be coming. And she said it, in an ominous way, but at the same time. So some of these people, I think, are already on this, already on this earth in around governmental type things,
mm-hmm.
influencing things. But at the same time, I really honestly believe that a new wave
mm-hmm.
is upon us, and that what's the word I'm looking for? That not only those that slipped through,
mm-hmm.
but benevolent ones coming.
Of course,
benevolent ones.
Of course,
coming, and so it would be. This is what I was shown a few days ago. Something about people being in certain locations,
yes,
hidden away. Protected by a certain, shall we say, groups of people or beings.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I'm one of them, right?
Probably, more than likely.
Yeah, because I've seen some around.
Just
very bizarre.
Protected by what I want to say is celestial forces.
Yeah.
The world-renowned physicist we've mentioned before, talked about
right.
before, and he interpreted the nine signals of SETI and
mm-hmm.
this kind of thing. So we are seeing, there is no way to deny that there was definitely some different worlds, and I think that we have some help coming from them. Because, you know, Jack and I were talking, my husband and I were talking about how some bombs, you know, went off, and look what happened at Medjugorje. They never detonated. Or the Israeli dogfight where, you know, they won, and of course Spirit was with them. So I, even if these demonic things or these things are going on, then the angels are number 10 trillion and are greater than in number than ever before. And that's why I don't fear, because good grief, the angels are so incredibly powerful.
Right. And I really do agree with that. Some of, but there are also those who are becoming more spiritual, and it is my feeling they are the ones who are maintaining or helping to maintain the balance of the earth.
Oh, I
agree. And there are a number of people in different places.
I agree.
I
think the home is doing that.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, I agree.
You know, Phyllis, what do you feel? I don't even probably have to ask this. It's probably a silly question, but
no, honey. There's never a silly question.
What do you think about that guy in Miami calling himself the Second Coming of Christ and tattooing 666 on his forearm? And
well, my dear, I think that he is delusional. And 666 does not refer to the sign of the beast. That's erroneous, by the way. That's that's something that has been a misinterpretation for years, because those numbers do not represent evil, except if somebody believes it to be that, you know, and that I call delusional. I have not heard about that person, but my gut feeling is that this is a man who is craving notoriety. I think he has a self-destructive tendency, and I think... my honest feeling is, you know, I feel so very sorry for him, because he's way out of balance, way out of balance. Just as many people who have raved, you know, in one direction or another, either too liberal or too stricter, because the earth itself seeks balance, and so does everything seeks balance.
He's got followers in 30 different countries. People are giving him astronomical amounts of money.
Well, I have, as I said, I have not heard about him. I don't know how he slipped by my mind, but he's not come into the mainstream.
Jesus, some days, something.
Yeah,
he's in Miami. He's in Miami.
All right, and what I'm hearing is, how old is this person?
I'm gonna. He's got to probably be in his. I think he's in his 50s.
His 50s. Well, you know, it's funny, because the first thing that came to mind back in the 70s, when Castro said people, if they wanted to leave Cuba, they could. The first thing that when you said that about that was he let a lot of people out of the mental institutions in jail. And it was called, there was a particular name for it. It begins with an M. I can't for the life of me remember it at the moment. But my feeling is he is from that. He is from that. A mental. It's a mental issue. And also, there's a Greek saying that I love. Those whom the gods would destroy, they first drive mad with power.
Very interesting.
And I would say that the downfall of every person who played power... happened because of this, right? They became mad with power. Everyone.
What are your feelings about? I don't know. You may or may not have ever heard of Benjamin Cream. He goes talks about the coming of Maitreya. In 1988, it talked about the shall we say the how do I say this? The Christ.
Yeah.
And known as Maitreya. Are you familiar with that?
No. I can tell you this. Christ does not come under any guise other than the Christ, and that he is known as the Christ. You see him, you know him. Instantly, immediately, he comes by no other name.
That's right.
He comes
That's
under
right.
no other guise ever.
That's right.
He is known for who and what he is. As I said, I've seen him in this lifetime. I knew him when I was on this earth plane, when he was walking the earth as Christ. So for my certain knowledge, the Christ is, and there's no, and anybody else who comes pretending that they are,
mm-hmm.
they are not, number one.
What do you think of that book that's out there saying The Conspiracy of Christ?
The Conspiracy of Christ?
Yeah, The Conspiracy of Christ. In other words, they're saying, I can't help it, that's the name of the book.
I feel like Christ needs a conspiracy already. I mean, come on, folks, get real. I know you want to sell books, but really, come on. This is a bit damn much. Give me a break already. Okay, all right, The Conspiracy of Christ. And what's the point? He's coming with guns or what?
No, what? He doesn't exist.
Oh, Christ doesn't exist.
He'd
be glad to know that.
The author asserts the fact that that he is the sun and he has 12 stations, and the sun doesn't do 12 stations ever. And it talks about the sun being the astrology and all that Christ is. For heaven's sake, the two benefactors on the cross were Scorpio and Taurus and stuff like this.
Oh, I'm glad he knows.
I don't know, Phyllis, but I read about it, and then I read some refuting on it from a person who was an apologetics teacher.
Yeah, I know what that is, yes.
And I'll tell you what.
What?
This a person who was an apologetics definitely knew exactly what they were talking about.
Good.
And they tore to shreds everything that they could possibly... and it made me realize, you know, wait a minute. Just because somebody says something does not mean that it is.
That's true.
You could sit there and say, well, you know...
I could say I'm the Queen of England, but I'll be saying I can prove it. And the current queen might have an issue with that, as would her, you know, family. And the, you know, you can say anything you want, love, but it's like... I'm sorry. I've heard this gay, and I have no idea why people would think there was no Christ. There was, just like there was a Buddha and a Krishna.
I know.
And God knows how many other wonderful, loving, caring, spiritual human beings that the good Lord has seen fit to send us from time to time and hopes that somewhere along the line we wouldn't be a deficit stone post.
Well, she's saying that it was all fabricated by the church, of course, and that, you know, that it was all made up and that there really is no such person. And
well, you know, what can I say? They say there was no Holocaust. I damn well know there was one. Not only was I in it, but I also met people here in D.C. that were released from the camps. One was a young girl about my age who came over. Pardon?
In real life, you met?
In real life.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in real 3D life, just like here today.
Yeah, yeah. I'm, what was that? Oh,
that's good. Evening. You're on the Higher Dimension. Who's calling, please?
My name is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Fine. How may we help you?
My mother had passed on 3 years ago. I'd like to know if she sends me signs that she's around me.
I didn't hear what
she said. Her mother passed 2 years ago, and she wants to know if her mother is around her, and the answer is, well, I'm saying yes, but you go ahead and answer that too.
Does she send me signs that she's around?
Elaine?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I want to tell you that I have someone coming through here very powerfully. I want to bring up the fact that this woman looks like, I wanted to say maybe in her early 70s. Would that ring true for you?
Well, my mother looked very young.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't look her age at all.
Okay, well, I want to say in her early 70s. I just want to say, oh, Elaine. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you can't. I'm sorry, but oh, my gosh, can you smell that? Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. I'm not mean to sound funny, Elaine, but I can smell. Did she call you, I smell cookies. I don't know if she called somebody a cookie monster or if she, I can just smell them. I mean, this kind of sounds weird to say this because you're asking for profound things. One of the things I wanted to bring up, I smell cookies,
mm-hmm.
Which would mean either she's trying to bring through the name cookie or she's referring. And what they'll do, Elaine, is they'll bring through the smells of, you know, things that you were familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, do you understand that?
Cookies don't have any meaning for me.
Okay. I can smell what I'm smelling. I don't know. At this point... This is a process. One of the things I do mention or do see here is a feather. but a feather also means a blessing. Spirit sometimes will leave behind feathers or bring through feathers that you find on the ground. A feather is a definite blessing that a person is around here. I would also want to bring up something here about in the classroom. Spirit is showing, I want to bring up like your mother coming through. Who is Betty to you?
Betty? No, nobody. I don't know. Betty.
Nothing. Okay. I have an Elizabeth or a Betty. I can tell you that. This is coming through real strong. Or Beth, Betty, and Beth, Elizabeth, Betty, Elaine. I know that this is not something that you're, you know, expecting, but at the same time, I feel like Spirit is showing something here. You may not get this at this point, but a lot of times it'll come in later. I am being shown a classroom. I feel like I'm supposed to hand you some blue ribbons either for graduating from this classroom or taking your classes. Do you understand this?
I don't understand what classes.
I'm sorry, what?
What do you mean by classes?
Taking classes, furthering your education, furthering yourself in a degree.
In what?
In whatever Spirit is trying to show here. You're asking for signs from your mother. A lot of times Spirit will show something that's coming up in the future. Also, we may be getting something that may not even be for you, but some other listener. And they might be listening going, that's for me, that's for me. This does happen. I cannot guarantee who's going to come through, but I can tell you the woman in front of me has what looks like blue eyes, glasses, kind of curly hair, and a sort of a large-looking frame, and coming through with light. A lot of light, a lot of power and light.
I don't know. It doesn't ring a bell. I don't know who you're pertaining to with the blue eyes.
Pardon me?
You see somebody with blue eyes?
Somebody with blue eyes, brown, gray hair, kind of curly glasses, sort of a broad face, sort of a roundish body.
Oh, maybe a cousin, a distant cousin.
Okay. Elaine, listen for a second, okay? Why would they, number one, they're bringing through cookies. Number two, and I don't know if they're trying to say this or what they're saying, and I don't know what the feather means, except I do know that feathers mean blessings. And I also feel like they're trying to speak about education, you either graduating in this lifetime from some other. Do you understand what's going on here, Phyllis, at all?
Yeah. Okay, Elaine, what I think what she's trying to say is, You've been holding on a great deal in sorrow to your mother and her loss in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
She would like you to graduate, and it's time to move on, because when you hold on to someone so tightly, you are preventing them as well as yourself from moving on spiritually. She's not really going to be willing to continue growing until she knows that you're okay. And she is being somewhat held back.
I'm sorry, Elaine.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does make sense to me, but I would like to see her one more time. She can come to me.
Elaine,
yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
A lot of times what happens is there's people that drop in that are other people that have passed on. At this point, I was just smelling some alcohol, which means that somebody would have drunk or drank.
Not necessarily being an alcoholic, mind you.
Someone who had a drinking problem that would be male in origin? Do you recognize that?
Well, my mother said her father used to drink a lot.
Pardon me?
My mother said that her father used to.
Her father had a drinking problem.
Okay, so she's bringing through that smell. Now, Liz, there's one other thing. I'm going to ask you or tell you that sitting next to me is a young man with brown hair and brown eyes. His hair is thick. And they are talking to me about either a missing brother or the missing brother.
A missing brother? I don't know what that means.
Pardon me?
She doesn't understand that.
Okay. All I can tell you is that she is mentioning the brother that she is with, the missing brother.
Her deceased brothers. She has a few brothers that are deceased.
Okay. Was she, whatever, I don't know what she means by the missing brother, but she is mentioning that she's with the missing brother. Who was, do you recognize the name Alan?
No.
Okay. So all I can tell you is that your mother is around you.
There is no doubt her mother is around her. And
okay.
The cousins there, that's
yes.
too. And I know that there's an Alan. She's just not, or
yes.
Alan or Alan.
Yes.
Alan. I have the Om on right now, so if you want to talk, Phyllis, I'm going to send the Om to Elaine.
Okay, that's all right. I think it's okay to grieve, but not okay to be stuck in a grieving pattern, because it holds back your own growth. And it's time that you also were celebrating as well your mother. And
there's a lady
you will be seeing her again. You will be seeing her again. Just know that you will.
I want to bring up one more thing. There's a lady here that has a turban on, which usually tells me that somebody passed the cancer. She has large brown eyes and an artistic-looking face or a heart-shaped face.
It doesn't.
I think I'm thinking of somebody else. I do. I have the Om on, but I want to know if she feels, if Elaine, if you feel any comfort, because I'm sending you the Om right now. Because I cannot have dead air time, but...
That's all right. That's okay.
You're sending me what? I didn't understand what you said. You're sending me?
She's sending you blessings through what the Om, what she calls the Om, and that's spiritual connection.
Thank you.
Okay?
Okay, and can my mother hear me when I talk with her?
Yes.
Who was Shelley Winters?
She was an actress.
Oh, okay.
Shelley Winters was an actress.
Right. They just showed me the name Shelley and Shelley
okay.
Winters.
Okay.
Could I have prevented my mother's passing? Is there anything I could have done?
You know what? There was a... You know what? Can I tell you this? I feel like she's... I'm just going to say this. I feel like she would say that you did everything you could have done. You took care of all the details. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay. And that she would be thanking for taking care of those details. She also mentioned something about... I don't know if there was either a detail. Well, you know how there's certain details and you have a checklist and everything. And I don't know if you had trouble with like a fourth detail, but you might want to remember. Or she's mentioning something about this. The other day, I want to bring up that I was doing a reading and the deceased kept saying that something was not spelled right on a paper. Again and again and again kept saying something was not spelled right, something was not put right on the paper, and it was not spelled. Well, it's her birth certificate. They spelled her birth name wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your mother talks about a fourth detail, so I feel like she's talking about either that detail on the fourth checklist of your list was a very difficult one to attend to.
Which one is that?
Well,
whatever the fourth detail that you had to attend to on your list when it had to do with her passing.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay, honey.
Well, anyway, all I can say is we've done the best we can. I'm not, you know, we're not as fallible here. But if anything did come through that rang true for you, appearances or and things later on, what will happen, Elaine, is that sometimes you don't get something right away.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
you will
true.
Get it. Because those on the other side are 100% accurate. We are not mediums. We are not 100% accurate, but they are.
Okay. Is she happy where she is? Is she happy?
I'm sure she's happy.
Yes, she is. She is, dear.
Okay, thank you.
And she's wanting you to be happy, too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, dear. God bless you, love.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, that was like pulling teeth. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Sometimes, well, you were shifting from world affairs, from macro to micro, and that's a very difficult adjustment. I mean, you know, it is. It's moving from one world into another. I know that.
It sure is, and not to mention sending the Om at the same time.
Yeah, it's very hard to, you know, as I say, you know, pat your stomach and rub your tummy and pat your head at the same time.
You know what, Phyllis? Though
yes.
I'm not. I'm doesn't.
Go ahead.
That does not. There might have been a time when that would have upset me, just said, "Oh no." You know what, though? It's those times where somebody's not connecting. Even though it sounds like a challenge,
I'm important.
Yeah.
Very important, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'll explain something to you later. I'll talk to you later if I may. Okay.
If we have a chance, I have to see what we're doing here. I don't know if we're...
What do we do?
I'd have to find out.
Okay. I could give you an explanation.
Oh, I think we're going dinner. That's what
we're doing. Oh, lovely. At any rate, all right. Did you pick up anything for me by any chance?
Well, quit talking to your refrigerator. Phyllis, I'm just kidding. I can't, Phyllis, I'm just
sure, yeah, I do. I open up and say, what do I eat? Tell me what I have to eat.
Okay, this is what I'm thinking. Phyllis,
yes.
I feel like Spirit is, you know this.
Yes, go ahead.
Spirit is opening you up. It's about to move in a tremendous, huge way in your life.
Uh-huh.
And I want to bring up that you, I feel like Spirit not only increasing what's going on with you sensory-wise and everything else, but I feel like they're trying to talk about how you preside over the group, and that I feel like there's a church they want you to go to, or they want you to either start. That's so funny.
Start a church?
No, but what I mean is like start your own group, because I feel like they...
Yeah.
They've got you in a position of authority to move in that authority.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about an anointing. They've been anointing, doing this now for the past few days. And I think that they're ready to have you branch out and move out in authority. And that means spiritually. And to me, that means presiding over some very large groups of people. And it looks like a church.
Let's see. What was the Barkis is Willing from the Charles Dickens novel? Barkis is Willing. I'm willing. Just they gotta just make it a little bit more obvious, you know. Like,
wait a minute, Phyllis, wait a second.
Okay.
Anyone who sits there and tells you to stand by you are having direct manifestation. God contact, I don't know how else to say it.
Okay.
You're hearing and seeing your guides. You're having contact with them in such a way that you're hearing them. So what you have to do at this point is be very silent and not asking a lot of questions. But, it comes to you when it's supposed to come. And Phyllis,
yes,
I just think that you're ready to, like, explode there in 2008. I mentioned, Phyllis, honest to God, if you don't call that radio station, I'm going to call them for you, that morning radio show. I know that they would just be so thrilled to have you on if you would just pick up the phone and
what
call.
Is the radio station? I don't know even where to ask for them.
Look up Washington, D.C. radio stations, like Top 40 or Pop or Country, whatever you're guided to.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like Spirit would, that is the beginning where you're moving out of the home. You've been comfortable there, but we talked about, you moving out in your community.
Oh, yeah. You don't mean literally being moved out of my house.
No.
Oh,
I mean moving out of your community. Moving
in. Heart.
Phyllis,
yeah,
moving into your community in a much bigger way.
The radio station that I had, it was XM Radio. Is that correct?
Yes, but at the same time,
yes,
there's also another radio station. I feel like it's 2 miles from your house.
Well, this one is within the 2-mile limit from my house, literally.
Mm-hmm.
XM Satellite Radio.
Okay, well... You need to talk to them, but you also need... There's morning radio shows. They call them the Morning Zoo and all that kind of stuff. I've been on a lot of morning radio shows.
Hmm.
They would love to have someone on. Yes, they're going to call you a psychic, but, you would be such a delightful morning radio guest.
Hmm.
You
okay.
need to do this.
So you say it's going to happen?
If you will take the steps and do it, yes, I believe it.
Okay.
And you know why?
What?
You are with BBS Radio. You are totally, like, that is your calling card. It's like a giant, it's like you stress a giant calling card. And once they hear you with BBS Radio,
uh-huh.
That's like saying, well, I'm with Coast to Coast, for heaven's sakes.
Huh. Okay.
You have at your disposal something so powerful to be able to say, I have my radio show.
Oh, okay. Is that the... I can't tell if that was our signal. We got to leave.
Yes, it was.
It was. You can tell, huh?
I know.
Okay. We've been talking to Stephanie Stevens. Thank you all so much for listening. She's given us some powerful, powerful information. Stephanie, if I may have the pleasure of talking to you, maybe not necessarily this evening, but tomorrow, if I can give you a buzz, if it's good for you.
I have readings. I can't.
Okay.
I'll just have to email you because we're in the hotel room.
Oh, email me. That's fine, love. Okay.
All right.
And God bless you. And again, her new call numbers are www.ommaster.com.